With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The manhunt continues for a U.S. Army reservist who authorities say killed 18 people and wounded 13 in a shooting at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, Maine. Correspondent Ken Lorman has been following developments.
Earlier Thursday evening, heavily armed police surrounded a home as they searched for the suspect, Robert Card. It's one of several homes authorities intend to search. Hundreds of law enforcement personnel, including dozens of FBI agents, have been hunting for Card, a 40-year-old reservist. Schools, doctor's offices, and grocery stores closed, and people stayed behind locked doors in cities as far away as 50 miles from the scenes of the shootings.
FBI has left the scene of the home in Maine that reportedly is the home of the shooting suspect. Police helicopter and drones circled the area with authorities on a megaphone urging someone to come out. Also, at srnnews.com, the United Auto Workers Union says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford that could be a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit automakers. The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at the company. The Ford deal could influence ongoing bargaining with the other two automakers, although no other agreements were announced on Wednesday.
GM and Stellantis will have to follow the pattern set by Ford, or it's likely the UAW will add factories to its partial strikes. GM has said it's losing about $200 million per week. And this week, the strikes hit the highly profitable factory in Arlington, Texas, that makes large truck-based SUVs such as the Chevy Tahoe.
As correspondent Ben Thomas reporting, this is SRN News. Britain's education chief comes down in favor of parental rights.
In a declaration that American moms and dads can only dream of, UK Secretary of Education Gillian Keegan has sent a letter to all public schools ordering them to make all sex ed curriculum available for parents to see. Keegan says, quote, "No more excuses. This government is acting to guarantee parents' fundamental right to know what their children are being taught in sex and relationships education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has leapt to a top priority for evangelicals in the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa, now less than 3 months away. Since the October 7th attack, Iowa's evangelical pastors, faith leaders, and rank-and-file caucus participants have been looking more closely at candidate statements. Former President Trump gets much credit for his record while in the White House. This is SRN News. South Korea, the U.S., and Japan have condemned North Korea's alleged supply of munitions to Russia.
In a joint statement, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea said that all three nations will work together to expose Russia's attempts to acquire military equipment from North Korea. The statement comes a few days after Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, scoffed at recent U.S. claims that Russia has received North Korean weapons. Lavrov said Washington has failed to prove the allegation. The U.S., South Korea, and others believe North Korea is trying to get hold of sophisticated weapons technologies for its nuclear program from Russia in exchange for its weapons supply. I'm Karen Shamas.
New York Democrat Jamal Bowman's pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge for pulling a fire alarm in a Capitol building. He'll have to pay a $1,000 fine and write an apology letter to Capitol Police. Prosecutors, in return, will dismiss the charge in 3 months. More details at srnnews.com.